Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
There was plenty to cover on WEEI's Patriots Monday inside the radio studio at Gillette Stadium. Here's a sampling of reaction this week from Bill Belichick, Vince Wilfork, and Wes Welker.
I really wasn't positive even leading up to, you know, the first series. So, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, so I just go out there, and whenever my number's called, I go out and play.
Isn't it a given, though, for you? I mean, you know, we just think Wes Welker starts the game. I mean, it's just 122 catches. This guy starts, and when he's not, that's why I think it opens people's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. And I just, you know, coaches coach, players play, and you know, that's all I can do.
Steve, had a real good day yesterday for us, and on all the kicks, it's always the entire operation. It's not just the kicker. It's the holder and the snapper and the protection, the whole operation. So in the end, we just didn't make the last kick, obviously. You know, it's disappointing. Nobody works harder than Steve does, and Zoltan and Danny Aiken, they all work hard together. I know it's important to all of them, and we had a lot of good plays from that unit yesterday. Unfortunately, that last one wasn't what any of us wanted to be, man. We'll work hard to get it better.
You have to play every minute. And I think it was a great example of us yesterday playing to the last second. Things probably went wrong throughout the whole game. But the game came down to last couple plays defensively, 4 minute, you know, going out there defense, have to get the ball back to our offense. And I think our guys just believe. You have to keep believing. And this just says a lot about, you know, us going forward. You know, anything is possible. And I think everybody did exactly what they needed to do on that play. Brandon made a great play. Head right on the ball, popped up, and we came up with it. So it was a good situation to play, you know, defensively.
He's a key player, you know. He's a, you know, matchup nightmare for a lot of defenses as far as how they want to play. Do they want to put big people in there and you know, let them run routes, or do they want to put smaller people in there and, you know, let us run the ball in our bigger sets? I mean, it's a dilemma for the defense to figure out how they want to play that. So it changes for us, you know, as far as, you know, going into the week, what we're going to do and, you know, how we're going to play, you know, a guy like that and get him all ready. But it changes things whenever he goes down.
Defensively, we had our moments in pass defense and against their receivers. Again, there were other things we could have done better. There were times that we could have covered them better and they didn't get the ball for one reason or another, pass rush or ball went somewhere else, that type of thing. But, I mean, overall, our secondary, I thought, competed well. We tried to play the techniques and the defense the way we coached it, and there were some positive signs, yes.
We have to regroup. You know, we got to get ready for the Ravens now. You know, we can't let, you know, this loss roll over into this week, because we're going on the road against a real good team that they know us very well. We know them pretty well. They add a little mixture with the no huddle and stuff there now, so it's going to be tough for us.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.